how will technology change the schools of tomorrow, and where is Chesterfield County in this process?
Well, technology does a lot for improving the efficiency of teaching and learning. And I think it's important to note that what really changes education and what really moves the needle in academic achievement is really good teaching. And what we're finding with technology is that it makes it a little bit easier to engage kids with rich digital assets, with the things that they're accustomed to using every day. And it helps teachers do their job a little bit better.
Everybody's walking around with a smartphone now. But what specifically, what's going on in the classroom?
You have the ability to snap a picture of a leaf that you're not familiar with and share that picture with your friends in the class, have a discussion.
Is this kind of thing happening now informally, or is there a formal way that you are encouraging this sort of participation in school?
We're using what's called Edmodo, an online social network, a safe social network that we're able to use with kids and teachers and kind of put our arms around it a little bit more than we could something like Facebook. And in this social network, students are encouraged to talk with each other, to talk with the teacher, both inside and outside of class. And this is a place where kids can share things that happen outside the classroom and have discussions about them inside the classroom.
All right, so let me be clear about this then. Chesterfield County Public Schools has its own social network, a safe network.
What Edmodo allows you to do, similar to Google, for example, is carve off your little piece of the pie and wrap your arms around it to make it safe for the kids in your own school district. I would say it's getting to be more common, but I think where we're a leader is that we're taking advantage of this mixed with some other tools, and we're really investing in what's called blended learning, which is making it easier for teachers to merge these rich digital assets with their face-to-face teaching in class. If a number of kids in the class do these activities, the teacher is able to group the students and intervene exactly at the point where they need help.
Would this be part of the core curriculum that they would have to have, for example, a smartphone in order to engage in this?
Well, right now, it's I would say it's more supplemental than anything, because we are at the very beginning stage of implemented blended learning. We have it as a plan in our school division to start issuing mobile devices to students in September of 2014. So up until then, we have a number of computers in the schools, and we maintain a ratio of about 5 students to every computer. So there's plenty of opportunities for students to access computers, but we don't yet have a situation where every kid has a device. Right now, the way we're planning is that we will have a 4-year life cycle, so about a quarter of the kids in year one will receive mobile devices, and for the next 4 years, until every student grades 3 to 12 will have a machine. We've taken an awful long time to do our due diligence and make sure that when we're issuing the devices, we absolutely have a great sense or an idea of what we're going to do with the devices in the classroom and a lot of practice in doing so. So we started our blended learning initiative this year where all teachers were trained, at least initially, in how to use our blended learning platforms and a number of tools, and they have a full 2 years to practice using the tools that we have, to practice using computers in the classroom before all kids have a device. So it's our goal that all the teachers in the division will have the confidence and the skills and abilities to be able to take full advantage of the classrooms the second that the kids have them in their hands.
Is there a point in time that technology will begin to replace teachers?
Not from our perspective, or at least not anytime soon.
Why? Why not?
Well, first of all, we value interpersonal relationships, and we value the kind of face-to-face experiences and social interactions that our teachers have with students. While, you know, the online opportunities abound, and they provide students with opportunities that they wouldn't otherwise have, such as the ability to take classes that are difficult to offer in every school, for example, Mandarin, Chinese, or Arabic as foreign language options, where you can't necessarily offer that in every high school. You could offer that online, and students around the district could take that class. However, there are a lot of things that make more sense to do in a face-to-face classroom. For example, science labs. Even though there are virtual options, it makes a lot of sense to do them in class and to give the kids the rich interactions, physical education classes. You know, I think where the technology can help the most is in supplementing these already rich activities and providing opportunities for things to happen beyond the 45 minutes, but certainly not to replace them.
Chesterfield County's Dr. Adam Seldo, who has just been recognized as the best in the state for his technological leadership by the Virginia Department of Education. For Science Matters, I'm Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.